Before snowboarding, there was snurfing. And there would be no snurfing without Sherm Poppin. Poppin, who died recently at the age of 89, is the grandfather of the sport. But on Christmas Day in 1965, Sherman Poppin of Muskegon, Michigan, was just a dad trying to find something to entertain his two young daughters. His oldest, Wendy Poppin, remembers it very well.
We got done opening presents and eating tons of candy canes, and we're kind of bouncing off the walls, and it was really snowy outside, of course, because it was Christmas. And my mom said, Sherm, will you get these kids out of the house? They're driving me crazy.
But Sherm Poppin had a challenge. Sleds would just sink in the fresh snow. Then inspiration struck.
Suddenly it said, you know, that hill, the dune behind the house is a permanent wave. If you could get up there, you could ride that wave all day long.
That's Sherm Poppin talking to Colorado-based Aaron McDaniel Media in 2011. Poppin remembered bracing together a pair of his daughter's old skis and gave it a try.
Well, they just had such a good time. And then the neighborhood kids came in. They wanted to play on it. That night, my wife dreamed up the contraction of snow and surf, and the name Snurfer was born.
Within a year, Poppin had a patent for the Snurfer. It was not quite like the modern snowboard. You just stood on top of the board, steered with a rope attached to the nose, and down you went.
The sport quickly grew from Poppin's Michigan snow dunes. Brunswick, a sports equipment company, made Snurfers starting in 1966. An estimated million of them had been sold by the end of the 70s. The Snurfing World Championships were held in Muskegon from 1968 to 1985.
Wendy Poppin says around the second or third year of competition, a young snurfer named Jake Burton Carpenter showed up with a tricked-out board. It was wider and even had boot bindings.
And people were saying, no, he can't compete. This is a snurfing contest. And my dad said, no, I think it's great. Let's create an open division so people can create their own boards and compete.
Well, Jake Burton Carpenter took his creation and he founded Burton Snowboards, now one of the oldest and biggest snowboarding companies in the world.
Poppin, though, never became a snowboard cajillionaire. His priority was the welding supply company he owned and ran. Despite not making a ton of money, Wendy Poppin said her father had only one regret.
Jake Burton wanted to buy the word Snurfer, but my dad kept the name, and if he had sold it, now it would be called Snurfing, not Snowboarding.
Which means the world lost the chance to call out something like Chloe Kim, Olympic Snurfing Gold Medalist.